Welcome back to the Live Center right now. Getting an update from Duke Energy. They are working to bring all the power out in Durham back online, but it is slow. The initial time was midnight, but this is what the website says right now. We're talking about Durham, the total customers served. There's that number. And then there's the customers without power, right around 8,000. That's the number we're talking about. This is just east of downtown. The spokesperson for Duke Energy telling us that they actually think everything will be back around 1:30 or 2 o'clock. They can't just flip the switch and bring things back on. The lines have been cold since about 1 o'clock when the maintenance crew was out there working on the substation and they ran into some equipment issues. So again, there is this warming center that was open. This is open until at least midnight. If you need some help or assistance, that's at the Durham County Health and Human Services. Certainly a big issue there tonight with these very cold temperatures. Back to you.
WRAL Sports starts now. Sponsored by Heister Automotive.
Hubert Davis took a lot of flack last year. Was the Final Four run a fluke? Could he coach? Could he develop? Some legitimate questions, and I think we now have our answers. Carolina basketball is back. Number four, UNC hosting Louisville, looking to win their seventh straight. Defense, rebounding, and pace, the recipe for the Heels this season. Armando Bacot finishes off the break. He had 19 points. Cormac Ryan, one of several transfers making a difference, only had 6 made threes in ACC play. How about 4 in the first half? For Hubert Davis, Ryan always has the green light, and so does this next guy, RJ Davis, leading the ACC in scoring. He went through a lot last year, so you know he's enjoying this. Just beats his average with 21. And after a year when everything was hard, you gotta appreciate when it looks easy. Elliot Cadeau, the freshman with the steal, surprisingly explosive. Louisville cut it to single digits in the second half, but that was short-lived. UNC wins 86-70. They say third time's the charm, right? Or maybe it's 3 strikes and you're out. Mack Brown hoping for the former with Jeff Collins. Collins introduced at UNC this week, their third defensive coordinator in 6 years. He was a head coach at Temple and Georgia Tech, played at Western Carolina, even met his wife in our state. Collins taking over for Gene Chizik, whose defense has finished 99th and 111th in yards allowed per game. Collins comes in with eyes wide open, ready to build his scheme around the players' strengths.
Because if you watch the defenses that we had at Temple or the defenses that we had at Florida or the defenses that we had at Mississippi State, schematically, they all were not the same. But it was based on the players that we had in the system and what we could do, you know, with those guys. And it'll be the same process that we'll go here.
Collins has already studied all of Carolina's games on film. 2 returning players that stood out, Power Echols and Kamen Rucker. Good place to start. Mack Brown calling on fans to donate to the collective this week. Maybe could use some of that money to land this guy. I confirmed Alabama safety Caleb Downs is entering the transfer portal. Downs was the freshman of the year for Bama. He's a Georgia native, but his brother Josh played for UNC, his dad Gary at NC State. There's nothing like seeing hockey live, but getting it on your TV continues to be an issue. Well, there could be a new option for the Canes. Amazon is making an investment in Diamond Sports, which means Canes games could be streamed on Amazon Prime. Diamond owns Bally Sports, who owns the rights to 37 pro teams. Diamond filed for bankruptcy last March, according to the AP. The new agreement subject to approval by bankruptcy court. And we got the NFL divisional round on our air. Packers 49ers Saturday night at 8 on Fox 50, then Sunday on WRL. Buccaneers, Lions at 3. And Ashley, I was 5-1 with my picks.
Ooh.
I don't think you're going to like my Bills pick, but I'm due for a loss.
Gee, I wonder what it's going to be.
Hey, the Bills are hosting this time. We've got a chance, okay? We've got a chance, Pat. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, freeze them out, right?
I like the Chiefs.
A group of theater students from Raleigh are celebrating their big win on a national stage.
And coming up, the performance that shot them into first place in the Atlanta competition.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
A local theater group with students from across the Raleigh area is celebrating a big win in a national competition.
This is so exciting for them. The Raleigh Area Children's Theater won first place in Atlanta against 123 other junior theater groups. The students, ages 9 through 12, performed a 15-minute version of Beauty and the Beast before a panel of judges. Director Amanda Blair Thompson says the students were just focused on doing their best, win or lose.
What we can control is what we put into it, being really proud of the show that we create together, being really proud of our work ethic, and making sure that we tried 100% our best and that we showed up.
Look at those smiles.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this fun to watch? This was their reaction when the instructors and the students first learned they had won for the second year in a row, actually. Congratulations, and a really creative take on Beauty and the Beast, by the way.
Yeah, very talented young ladies.
Yep.
Thank you for watching tonight. Make sure to watch our morning news starting at 4:30 for the latest news, weather, and traffic.
The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon is next. Tonight's guests include Jodie Foster. Have a great night.
Police say 72-year-old Wilbur Bell crossed the center line, hit another car head-on. The driver of the other car, 72-year-old Wanda Eldridge, was killed. No charges have been filed, but the crash is still under investigation.
The FAA has completed its first inspections of the grounded Boeing MAX 9 fleet after the door panel blew out on a flight earlier this month. Now Boeing is fighting for its reputation and facing more inspections from one of its most loyal customers, Alaska Airlines. The NTSB lab in Washington is analyzing that door that exploded from an Alaska Airlines flight. It was supposed to cover an unused emergency exit. The question now is whether the four bolts that were supposed to secure it were ever properly attached. Alaska and United Airlines say they have found since then loose bolts on other grounded MAX 9 planes. Alaska Airlines is now sending its own inspectors into Boeing plants in an effort to enhance quality oversight.
Today, parents can learn more about plans to consolidate three Warren County's elementary schools into one. A public meeting is happening tonight at Marion Boyd Elementary School in Warrenton. School leaders are considering combining that school, Vaughn Elementary, and Northside Elementary. They will talk about the condition of the current schools and the benefits of creating a centralized school. The meeting is happening from 6 to 7:30 tonight.
Family and friends of Darrell Williams are continuing their call for justice. They gathered last night for a vigil and balloon release 1 year after Williams died during a scuffle with police officers in Raleigh. Body camera video from January 17th of 2023 shows Williams tried to run from police. He was shocked three times with a taser, and that included twice after he could be heard telling officers he had a heart condition. Officers say they suspected Williams had alcohol and marijuana in his car, and they asked to search it. The Wake County DA's office chose not to file charges against the officers.
It don't take no six officers to take down one man. I mean, I think that was wrong.
We're told the family is considering legal action. We've reached out to Raleigh police to find out the status of the six officers who were placed on administrative leave. We're still waiting to hear back from them.
A shocking discovery in Colorado, a human head found inside of a freezer. We'll walk you through how new homeowners found the remains on their property.
Plus, we're learning more about the battle between hackers and Wall Street giants like J.P. Morgan Chase, the concerning amount of threats these companies get daily and how they're managing it.
And this is a live look at Clayton. It is another cold start. We are starting off in the 20s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break with how cold things will get this weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43 on a quiet morning. We take a live look at Apex right now, and all is quiet. Nobody's out there. It's chilly, but not quite as cold as it was yesterday. Still, we're solidly in the 20s, and it may be that the wind picks up a little bit and we deal with the wind chill dropping down into the teens. But so far this morning, our winds are nice and calm. So 22 in Southern Pines, 25 in Lewisburg, 25 Fayetteville, 23 Irwin, 27 Goldsboro, 26 in Rocky Mountain. These temperatures are running about 3 to 5 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. We take a look at the wind chill forecast, though. It's possible that wind kicks up around lunchtime. It'll feel like around 35 and 45 for the high this afternoon. The actual high will be around 50, so it's not a big difference. And if you're itching to get outside for exercise, that'll be the warmest part of the day.
Elizabeth, thanks. A woman is dead and two others are hurt after shooting in Memphis, Tennessee. Police officers found the women shot when responding to a call just after six last night. Authorities say they believe two male suspects fled the scene. No additional information about what happened has been released.
People who bought a home in Colorado made a shocking discovery. They found a human head in a freezer. Authorities say the new homeowners in Grand Junction found the head in a deep freezer in the front yard while cleaning out that property. Police have now opened an investigation into a possible homicide. Authorities believe this is an isolated incident.
A state Supreme Court justice is in the clear after an ethics panel investigation ended. The panel did not recommend any discipline for Justice Anita Earls. The investigation looked into media interviews when she spoke about racial, political, and gender biases at the state Supreme Court. She's the only black justice on the seven-member court.
The driver of a tractor trailer is dead after a fiery crash on a Kentucky interstate. The crash happened early Wednesday morning on I-64 near Louisville. Authorities say at least five vehicles were involved, including two tractor trailers and a garbage truck. That highway was closed for several hours while crews worked to put out the fire. NBA player Josh Giddey will not face charges after an investigation into accusations of a relationship with a minor. The Athletic reports police were unable to find evidence to support the allegations against the Oklahoma City Thunder player. The investigation started in November after photos and rumors began circulating online about Giddey and an underage girl. He's been playing for the Thunder throughout the investigation.
We're getting a better idea of the escalating cybersecurity challenges Wall Street titans are facing. JP Morgan Chase officials say hackers try to infiltrate its system 45 billion times a day. They say that's double what it was last year. They now invest $15 billion a year and employ 62,000 IT experts to fight against cyber crimes. That's more engineers than Google or Amazon.
Wake County is considering reopening enrollment at three schools in the western part of the county. Apex, Highcroft, and Mills Park Elementary Schools are currently closed to families because of overcrowding. But the enrollment has dropped for a number of reasons, so they are prepared to open them back up for all families in the neighborhood. The school board will vote on the change next month.
A new school is coming to Durham that will allow students to kickstart a career in healthcare. Duke Health, Durham Tech, and Durham Public Schools are partnering in the program. Students will have a chance to earn an associate's degree or workforce credentials in healthcare while earning their high school diploma. The CEO of Duke Health says they had nearly 5,000 nurse openings last year.
As the Duke partners have said, having healthcare professionals that look like them in the workplace and then providing excellent care and service through what they do.
The new school will accept 100 rising ninth graders next January. Classes are set to begin in the fall of 2025.
A job fair for veterans is happening today in Raleigh. The event happens at Town Bank Center from 11 a.m. to 3 this afternoon. It's free to veterans, their spouses, active duty military personnel, and members of the National Guard and Reserve. More than 25 employers will be there from a range of industries, offering jobs starting at entry level to senior management.
New York health officials say that a midwife faked vaccine records for kids. Jeanette Breen operated Baldwin Midwifery in Nassau County, which is on Long Island. According to the state's Department of Health, she gave nearly 1,500 children oral pellets as an alternative to vaccinations. Officials did not say which vaccines are involved. They voided the vaccination records of all the kids, so they must get required vaccines before returning to school. Breen was fined $300,000 for faking the records.
Actor Pierce Brosnan is maintaining his innocence of charges related to a hike he took in Wyoming's Yellowstone National Park in late December. The 70-year-old actor was cited on December 26th. He is accused of walking off a trail and into prohibited thermal areas of the national park. According to court documents, Brosnan entered his not guilty plea January 4th. No comment so far from Brosnan's representatives or his attorneys. His next court hearing is scheduled for February 20th.
Nearly 70 fans needed medical attention after braving the cold at last week's wild card game in Kansas City. At kickoff, temperatures were negative 4 degrees and minus 20 degrees, accounting for wind chill. And it only got colder as the game went on. 69 people needed medical aid after the game, at least half suffering hypothermia symptoms, according to the Kansas City Fire Chief. 15 people had to go to the hospital, including three with frostbite symptoms.
Electric vehicles have a hard time in the cold. Can't travel as far or hold a charge as well, but industry experts are working on ways to fix that. An NC State engineering professor says there is no single solution. He says companies could create jackets or covers to keep the batteries from getting too cold. Another option, he says, is to charge or change the chemical makeup of the batteries themselves. One Raleigh driver says his battery quickly depleted overnight.
All summer it was great. But it's starting to get cold now, so it'll, you notice it overnight, it drops faster with the cold, and the charge doesn't hold as well.
The NC State professor says he knows industry professionals who are working on ways to fix the problem. It just might take a little time.
A hunter was reunited with his dog following a daring rescue near Reno, Nevada over the weekend. The man called for help when his dog got trapped on the steep, jagged rock face. A rescue team jumped into action, scaling the rocks and then lowering the hunter and his dog to safety. In a Facebook post, the sheriff's office there said the hunter was wise to call for help rather than risk it alone.
That is a daring rescue, even, let alone how did he get up there, as I wonder. And with a dog, how do you get on the side of a cliff with a dog like that? Incredible. Let's get over to Elizabeth Gardner right now in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Here I thought we were acclimating to the cold weather. But it's just not as cold as yesterday, right?
Right. Yeah. It's not that big of a difference. And, you know, we're still not done cooling for the night or the morning, whatever you want to call it. Our temperatures will keep dropping. And so we tend to see the lowest temperature right around 7 a.m. So we're going to be close to yesterday. It's just not quite as breezy, which makes it feel better. We take a look outside at Franklinton. It is 28 degrees right now. Temperatures will likely drop on into the mid-20s. And if the wind picks up at all, it'll feel, again, like it did yesterday, all down into the teens in a lot of places. Our dew point's 12. That just means it's nice and dry. And of course, our skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue. We are likely to see increasing clouds later on this afternoon as we see some rain approaching for overnight tonight. And we're going to talk more about that in just a bit. Right now, it is 19 in Roxborough, 22 Southern Pines, 25 Fayetteville, 23 in Goldsboro, 26 in Rocky Mount. Our warmest spot on the map is right here in the triangle. We take a look at our 24-hour temperature change. Anywhere from about the same in the south to as much as 6 or 7 degrees warmer from the Triangle area on up towards South Hill. It was cold enough, of course, to begin the Fountain Mountain. And if you haven't lived here for long, you're probably wondering, what in the world are we talking about? Notice our fountain right outside the building has a mountain of ice on it. And this is a long-standing tradition here at WRAL, but I'm not sure that last year we even had a Fountain Mountain. So it has begun, and it may continue to grow over the weekend as our temperatures drop again. But today, on the milder side, 50 degrees in Raleigh, 48 Durham, 53 in Fayetteville. That's going to be about 10 degrees warmer than yesterday, but still a little bit below normal. The blue shaded area, of course, temperatures below normal. But then we have another Arctic blast that comes in over the weekend. The darker purple areas are where temperatures are well below normal. So we'll see that through the weekend. And then we have a nice little warm up. Notice how the colors start to change to yellow and orange. We should be back closer to normal by the middle of next week. 32 is our normal low. Now tomorrow we'll see temperatures in the mid 30s. That means that the rain that we see overnight tonight is going to be just that. Just rain. But Saturday morning, 22, 18 Sunday morning, 21 on Monday morning. So again, we've got some more cold temperatures on the way. The wind chill for Saturday morning could be around 11 and on Sunday morning around 8 degrees. So Sunday morning looks like it's potentially going to be the coldest one that we will see all week long, even colder than yesterday morning. A cold day Saturday too, 35. We'll see a high of 41 on Sunday. And then we're looking much more normal. And look at that. We tacked on some 60s into the 7-day forecast. Wouldn't you know it? It looks like it may rain when it warms up.
Hey, I'm liking that.
Yeah, temp's up.
Yeah, we're due for some warmer temperatures. Kanye West is showing off a new look. We'll take a closer look at his experimental dental work next.
Plus, the search for a man who saved a litter of puppies. That search continues. We'll tell you the touching reason he decided to drop them off at a shelter.